I think we can get started with where we are at with things right now. I think we're still working on wording on the potential submission for people to potentially vote on as far as what this thing should say. And I'm going to pull up that forum thread here and just see where we're at with that.
I'm still waiting on permission to use the forum.
Yeah, so as of the last meeting, I posted the text that we had where the suggestion was that we should go to December 31st for a deadline of 2023 instead of January 1st. The text was, are you in favor of amending the first part of the New Hampshire Constitution by inserting, after Article 7, a new article to read as follows? Article 7A, Independent Nation. New Hampshire declares independence from the United States and immediately proceeds as a sovereign nation. The legislature, governor, and all other branches of the state government shall make all appropriate arrangements in accordance with being a self-governing nation before December 31st of 2023. All other references to the United States in this Constitution and state statutes and regulations are nullified. And response from that came from Elliot, and he suggested some additional wording about specifically establishing friendly relations with other states, including mutual trade, strategic alliances, and other agreements with all other willing states in the interest of the people of New Hampshire. So I attempted to incorporate that into what we already had as follows. Independent nation, New Hampshire declares independence from the United States and immediately proceeds as a sovereign nation. All references to the United States or United States of America in this Constitution and statutes and regulations are nullified and shall be removed. The legislature, governor, and state government shall make all prudent arrangements necessary for establishing friendly relations, including mutual trade, strategic alliances, and other agreements with all other willing states in the interest of the people of New Hampshire, in accordance with being a self-governing nation before December 31st of 2023.
In general, I dislike things that make things longer.
Me too.
And I think it's sort of a given that if New Hampshire were to become independent, that Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, and surrounding states wouldn't just suddenly cut us off. But like, okay, then die.
Yeah. And I think it's probably a given that we would want to reach out to whoever we need to reach out to. So thoughts about that, especially from the state reps on this. I am also in Aria's camp here on shorter is better, and I don't think we need the closer we get to a wall of text, the closer we get to losing our voters as far as their attention spans are concerned. So thoughts?
Sure. The more stuff you pack into it, the more stuff there is to object to, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
So shorter is probably better. I think that if you were thinking about New Hampshire as an independent nation, the Secretary of State would be involved with all relations outside of the boundaries of the state. And of course, all issues related to international relations.
Right, and asking the state legislature and such to craft various different friendly agreements and then putting a timetable on it is pretty much an impossibility because politics moves slow as molasses, especially if you're asking them to ask other politicians in other places to agree to something. There's no way any of that would get done by, any date necessarily that we put on it. So then they're in violation of the Constitution, and what does that mean? So I almost feel like, maybe cutting it down and removing the deadline and maybe going back to some of the original language or just, keeping it simple, like New Hampshire declares independence from the United States and immediately proceeds as a sovereign nation. All references to the United States in this Constitution, state statutes and regulations are nullified. And that keeps it simple.
Yeah, do we need to have a deadline in the Constitution?
I don't think so. Because it happens when it gets voted in. Go ahead.
I mean, if it doesn't say anything, then the government might say, well, over the next 100 years, we'll start moving away from D.C.
Do other amendments have dates on them?
There is, like, one of the last parts in Article 2, or Part 2, I think it's Article, 99, referred to the original implementation. I don't have it pulled up directly.
Well, we all...
without any dates, it would take effect immediately upon passing, like on election day.
Yeah, well, and also the language is specifically that it immediately so proceeds as a sovereign nation. So
the moment this has passed, it's true.
The word immediate is part of the proposed text.
What do the state reps think? Because they're a little more familiar with this one.
Well, in regards to the...
talk right in that microphone.
Oh, in regards to the trade and the trade stuff, if we added something like that, then there's all sorts of things we could add that an independent nation has to do that maybe, you know, the federal government does for us now. So that could just keep growing and growing with other things people think we need to be added onto it. So we should just keep it how it is. The deadline...
You mean shorten it?
Yeah, keep it short. Yeah.
Okay.
But the deadline stuff... I don't know. I'm kind of neutral. I see it both ways, you know. If we don't put a deadline, then it might be like Brexit, where it just never happens.
Any thoughts?
I think the important thing is federal laws. Like, maybe you could say federal laws are nullified 1 month after passing.
Well, I think it would be immediate.
I would want it to be immediate.
All right, that's
I mean, if we're an independent nation, then we're not under their jurisdiction.
So maybe modify the final sentence here. So the last sentence is all other references to the United States in this Constitution and state statutes and regulations are nullified. Add something in there about, you know, any federal laws. I don't know how the phrasing would be, but I feel like that kind of covers it, but maybe doesn't. So maybe there should be a rewording of that last sentence.
The amendment as is does sufficiently say that all federal laws are null, right? So I think that's fine.
Well, yeah, it essentially nullifies any of our arrangements, any statutes or regulations that reference the United States would then be nullified. So that should break up with whatever programs, with whatever monies, with whatever obligations the state has. Now, whether the Supreme Court sees it that way or not is another question, but the Supreme Court can't really rule on a constitutional amendment, can they? That this takes them out of the picture, doesn't it?
We know they will. 100% they will. The courts will all say that this is all BS. The courts will block this. We know that, which is fine.
Can they block it from going on to the ballot? I mean, this is essentially a constitutional process that the state reps would be initiating.
I'm sure the judges will block it from at every step, from getting on the ballot.
Well, that'll be some great publicity if they do.
But no, I'm 100% sure they will block it.
I don't know that there's any mechanism in place for them to do so on a bill that hasn't been turned into a law or a constitutional amendment.
This isn't just any old bill. This is a constitutional amendment bill, basically. And
sure, but doesn't a judge can't just play, hey, that, I don't like that. Someone has to sue or something in order to initiate that process.
I think they can. I think the Supreme Court can take their own initiative to speak on legislation, can't they? I feel like I've heard about that in the past.
I'm not sure, but Sununu will sue, obviously, and then it'll go to court, and the courts will block it. They can block it from even being put onto the ballot in the first place. So before it even gets onto the ballot, I'm sure it'll be blocked by a judge, and then, you know, we'd be tied up in court, and the statists, who believe that judges have power, will be on their side. That's the problem.
There's a lot of speculation. I mean, we'll
yep, only one way to find out.
Yep.
So with wording, I had an idea too, and that would be to replace declares itself with regards itself as. This would be more conciliatory, less connected with the violence of the first revolution.
Okay, so right now it was New Hampshire declares independence from the United States. You would have it say what?
Regards itself as independent.
And would you also want to have and immediately proceeds as a sovereign nation?
Maybe. I don't know about immediately, because that may be inconsistent with the fact that you have a deadline. I don't know.
Well, we don't have a deadline in the shorter iteration here. Regards itself as independent from the United States.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Okay. So here's what I have as the shorter proposal. New Hampshire regards itself as independent from the United States and immediately proceeds as a sovereign nation. all references to the United States or all other references to the United States in this Constitution and state statutes and regulations are nullified.
I think regards is a bit soft. I like declare.
I like declare because it harkens back to, you know, the original declaration personally.
Yep. I like declare because it's more assertive, but I'm not going to be the one introducing this, so.
Well, you know, this will be up to the reps ultimately. And then, of course, as Mike pointed out, once it's submitted, then it's completely out of their hands, too. So that's when the ugly sausage making will truly begin on this. You know, and then amendments get proposed, potentially, if it doesn't just immediately get shot down and, you know, voted down in committee.
Question for the reps. Yeah. Can an amendment be amended or only bills can be amended?
No, the amendment can be amended. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, that's that's the worst part about this political thing is your original bill may not be what you intend, you know, what you intended after the politicians get their hands on it.
So sure.
It can get ugly and disappointing.
Like most government things.
But like Matt said, there's only one way to find out, you know, what's going to happen.
I talked to Marcus Evans 2 days ago from Yes, California.
Oh yeah, this is great news.
He's the vice president of Cal Exit Movement, basically, and he says that he recommends we randomly contact people who are not political in New Hampshire and see what they want it to say. So I'm going to be doing that by going to non-political Facebook groups and trying to find people I don't know and just ask them what they think.
That's awesome.
It might be interesting. I mean, I can't go out and do it, but Ridley, if you did a man on the street as well, because obviously on Facebook, you're only going to reach a certain group, whereas, you know, being just on Main Street or something, you might encounter a different set.
Yep. I would love a man on the street type thing. Dave, if you get to the Manchester area, I can do it with you and I have a car.
I would like to request that someone else do that. I am in Winchester and everywhere I go, there's no one. And I don't have a car.
All right, maybe I'll try to do something like that.
And certainly shorter is better when it comes to communicating, you know, in person or anywhere. So I'm glad that people are seeming to agree that a shorter iteration of this is preferable, but it is ultimately up to the reps. Tom, you're new to this conversation. Obviously, you said you're just going to listen in, but if you want to weigh in with just your general thoughts on this whole process, would love to hear from you with what you've seen so far.
Yeah,
might have been the wrong time to ask because we're losing. We're losing you. We can't hear you, unfortunately.
So I have a question in regard to what.
Try that again in a few minutes.
In regard to what the CalExit VP said, do we care what the non-political have to say? They're non-political. They're not likely to vote on this anyway.
They'll probably vote. They're just not political. A lot of people vote.
He said, actually, that's perfect. You know, talk to people that just aren't involved. He said, those are the ones, you know, my grandma, she never votes. Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, those are the people we want to get out. Like, if we just count on the voters, the normal, usual people that would show up at an off-year election, because this would be, you know, the state election year where there's no presidential, where this would potentially be on the ballot. Then, you know, you're going to have a lower voter turnout because there aren't as many people coming out for those. So you've got to motivate people. You've got to give them a reason to show up and vote. So we want the non-politicals. We want the no party affiliateds. We want the undeclared voters. That's what's going to carry this thing if it could, you know, pass the House and the Senate.
Both of which seem unlikely.
Yep.
So just to report, I did reach out to 10th Amendment Center.
As did I.
Okay. And they did not have any suggestions on language, but certainly they have a lot of resources on the website there, and they are certainly interested in the issue.
Cool. Yeah, I spoke with Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, and he said he appreciated us reaching out. He said he's happy to pitch in and offer thoughts on anything like this. And so I did send him a link to the forum thread where we're drafting the proposed amendment. He has not gotten back to me on that quite yet. Anybody else have any developments on this front over the last week? Something new that has transpired that you want to share?
Just some progress, or at least indications of progress. Marcus told me he thinks we've actually taken the lead over Yes California, technically, despite all the publicity they've gotten. And that's just because we have five state reps who are talking to us, and they can't get reps to talk to them, apparently. the other thing is that traffic on forum.shiresociety appears to have doubled recently, and that's, I think it seems to be mostly independence related, so that's another minor accomplishment that we've already achieved.
Yeah, we got a few more state reps on board. I think Melissa Blasek and Dustin Dodge both said they would vote in favor of this.
Oh. Great news.
That's encouraging.
Do we have an official list that we can slowly build of those that are involved at whatever level?
I personally have not done that because I don't know. I've got five state reps who are interested, but I don't know if all five of them want their names published, and I'm tending to be a little deferential there. Tom, are you okay with us announcing that you're part of this discussion?
Do you hear me now?
We hear you.
Yes.
I'm always interested in learning and listening. Let's see what moves forward. Yes, I am part of the discussion.
We heard some of that. I heard a yes, I am something. Uh-oh.
Nope.
I think we just lost him.
Right, no,
he's still there.
Moment.
That was Russell. I think he dropped.
Ian, do you have a list of the reps who are on board who are voting in favor of it?
Now, hold that thought.
This is Tom.
Go ahead, Tom.
I'll confirm in about 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, just for the record, this meeting is going to be published as far as the video is concerned. Whether that means that you're going to be signed on to the bill or not is obviously another question. But you're here. That much is known. So we appreciate you being here. Elliot, what were you saying there just before Tom jumped in?
Well, not publicly, but Art, do you have a list of people who may not want to publicly support it or propose it, but would vote in favor of it if they came up for a vote?
I think that would be a list that maybe the state reps would want to work on. I know Ridley had a list of people that he contacted. I don't think that list has been made public. If I'm wrong, please correct me, Dave. But I think that it would be most relevant for the reps to know who those people are, so they can find out whether they're yay or nay on co-sponsoring versus just voting for, speaking out in favor of, etc.
Yeah, that's something I guess I can accumulate as I wander through talking to folks and seeing if they're interested in participating.
But don't worry, we don't really have to list it because our enemies will list it for us shortly.
Well, that'll be interesting to see who comes out against it as well, you know, which groups specifically are going to come to the hearing and speak out. Obviously, any state agencies that are getting money from the feds are likely going to be on that that list of.
That's all of them.
Yeah, right.
It's got to be pretty bad politically, though. Go ahead, Elliot.
Most conservatives are opposed to it. I mean, I have approached a bunch who are conservatarian, and they've told me to go fuck myself off.
Wow. Yeah. Matt, have you been having that response? You told me off the air that positive.
Well, just talking to people in the public. Actually surprised how many people are open to it.
Mm-hmm.
People I wouldn't just expect.
Yeah, I almost never hear opposition to it. When I mention it to people, their eyes just get wide and bright and shiny.
Libertarians like Tony and Alicia Lakis, my friends, when I even mention it, they are 100% opposed, and they'll pretty much kick my ass.
Why? Do they give you a reason why?
Well, I talked to Alicia Lakis about it, and she said positive things about it.
Elliot? What are they saying to you?
I think with people like Lakis, they say it's so crazy, radical, horrible, toxic. If they mention it, they're dead. They think politically.
Oh, so they're okay. These are state reps, right? Isn't Tony a state rep?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we know that there's, for whatever reason, this big fear amongst a number of the Liberty reps about this particular issue. So, I mean, I think what Matt was talking about and Dave was talking about was talking to just normal people who aren't all worried about their quote-unquote political capital and, you know, whether or not they can win the next election.
I think it also would be great if we could get some of those guys on record denouncing this movement. we just want to know what people think, right? And we can write it down and tell people. And if they're state reps, they can go on the record, yes or no, you know, no hard feelings.
Right. If their best objection is, I'm worried about my next election chances, that's not a real good, you know, objection as far as why we shouldn't do this.
Yeah, we can let the people decide that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We just want to start this process, right? We're just starting, just talking, right? And you know, moving forward like this will cause things to happen. Like all the stuff that Alu's talking about, it'll all happen. Yes, we'll see.
We're going to have crises and problems and internal divisions and stuff like that. It's going to happen. But right now, we're right on track. I mean, we're where Estonia was in 1986, and we're where Scotland was in 2012. They were at 25% approval rating, and you couldn't talk about it in Estonia, and you get laughed off the stage if you tried to talk about Estonia in Washington. But 3 years later, they're independent. So we're right on track so far.
I was just looking at a video about when Scotland was asking to leave from the Pope in like the 1300s. We got all kinds of good references.
So let me jump in with a list I had put together of kind of the reasons that we really should be talking about this and the violations of the Constitution and remind folks that our Constitution was in place before the federal government, the United States of America, was formed in its current form. If we look at the ways that they have overstepped the authority that was given to them, we can look at, the right to keep and bear arms has been totally watered down. There should be absolutely no restrictions on our firearms. And if we separated, we could we have lots of manufacturers who can build us nice weapons that go bang a lot of times.
Oh, yeah. And didn't Biden just ban Russian guns and ammo from being purchased in the United States?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I heard about the ammo. Yep.
And so we would be able to trade with foreign countries and import what we choose to import. Money printing, trillions and trillions of dollars. Your grandchildren are being put in debt, and they have ruined any form of money that they would have been given authority to do. Mm-hmm. Ridley, you have something on their failure to defend borders. We have a serious issue as far as the right is concerned. You had something about an angle for the folks on the left.
I reached out to Daniel Miller over at Texit. He's the president of the Texas Nationalist Movement. And he made a great point about this at Porkfest, which I might be able to dig up the recording. I don't remember the details. I was moving chairs around. So he was talking about basically, if I recall correctly, was like how that the feds were like grabbing all these people who had come across the border illegally. They were seizing them and then taking them and dropping them off a few miles away so that they would just come right back across. And then they were causing a lot of problems for the immigrants too. I think we just need to focus on how the feds are they're harming immigrants in equal balance to how their immigration policy is harming anti-immigrant people as well. Make it a unifying thing against the feds rather than something against immigrants.
Right, and now we've got the issue of Afghan resettlement. So we have a housing shortage, and they're going to be presumably trying to send people here to. And I heard something on NPR this morning about people living in taking them in bedrooms, and how long is that going to last? So if I continue with the offenses from the federal government, we've got the election law problem, where the federal government wants to tell us exactly how we're supposed to run our elections here in the state. And basically anyone that wants to cross the border from Massachusetts, they can come in here and vote same day. This is a problem that a lot of Granite Staters are upset about. We've got the taxation issue. Of course, we send more money to DC than we get back. And of course, when it comes back, it's got all the strings attached to it. We've got the foreign policy problem, creating a lot of blowback. We've got ridiculous climate change and carbon tax stuff coming from the federal government. Education, you got the critical race training that is being pushed down from the federal government. Obamacare, and we've got the CDC saying that landlords can't evict people who aren't paying rent. That's just
that's huge, yeah.
my quick list that I put together. I'm sure there's probably another dozen that could be added onto that. So anyone wants to throw that on there, by all means.
Let's try to improve our list so that it becomes more inclusive of leftists.
I have a hard time doing that, but I'll count on you.
Well, so every book I write is about the same theme. All of our problems are the federal government's fault, and if we secede, our problems go away. And they specifically attack certain issues: corona fascism, due process, taxation. All these issues are primarily federal. But I did write one book targeting the left. It's called The Progressive Solution. And it tells progressives the solution to all your problems is separating from the federal government. So I did write that book. I'll give you all a copy and give it all to your friends.
Is the war issue big enough for leftists? I mean, if you're anti-war, you got to be for, you know, separating from the biggest war maker on the planet right now.
Well, it's unclear if the left is anti-war right now.
Yeah, it's kind of what I meant.
But it is clear that the left hates global warming, and the biggest global warming polluter is the U.S. government.
That's true. Yeah, I think that there are some issues, and there are still some leftists who will be in favor of this particular issue, though obviously a lot of them are going to be, you know, very concerned with leaving the protections of Biden. So, I mean, we're probably not going to find too many allies there, but I don't think we should close them off. I think we should absolutely have, you know, persuasive piece or something up on the website or up on, you know, somewhere for people to read, a flyer or whatever.
I mean, honestly, if we've learned anything, it's that arguing with them or reasoning with them is not the way to reach the left. You have to inspire them emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true for anybody.
Not libertarians.
Okay, libertarians aren't going to carry the day on this issue.
True.
But yeah, emotional is what you got to do. And so you got to know the issues. And it sounds like Mike's got some good ones there.
Yeah, I think as soon as it's proposed, we can start sending tons, flooding all the newspapers with LTEs, short snippets on all these various issues.
Right, from both left and right perspectives.
Exactly, yeah, all the issues. And on my website, Liberty Block, Free Keen, Free Talk Live, all the social medias, we're going to have all these articles constantly promoting this.
Yep, and Ridley did post his talk shows list as well, so that's another aspect, because not everybody reads the newspaper, especially younger people. Of course, they don't listen to talk radio either.
That's a phenomenal thing that Dave calls shows, like the big popular shows.
Yeah, it's big.
It just brings up the issue. It's phenomenal, and I should do it more. I try, but it's hard to get through. But if we call, you know, SiriusXM, Breitbart, Will Cow, Mark Levin, Hannity, a lot of people agree with Liberty on a lot of issues. Just half, most of them are not open to secession. Let's get the conversation going nationally.
I'm more concerned with calling, WEMJ, WTPL's morning show, or whatever the local talk shows are in Manchester. And Dave's got a list of those things, and Dave is a regular caller to those shows as well, and they know him. You know, when Dave's on the line, they're like, "Oh, it's Dave Ridley Report," and they like you, right, Dave? Like you're pretty well welcomed on these talk shows when you call in, from what I've seen.
Yeah, sometimes it's more like triggering them than being liked.
Okay,
but they keep allowing you on.
Dave,
so
can you please email me that list? I'll start calling them too.
It's on the forum. He linked to it there, I think.
But I will plan to email it to you, Alu.
Yeah, sure. Ah, Tom is home.
Yes, now to shut off the phone. Technically, continue. I'll be with you in a minute.
No worries. But yeah, certainly national attention doesn't hurt either, but it's going to be a lot harder to get onto national platforms, whereas local talk shows, you know, there's no one on the lines most of the time unless it's a guest that they're talking to, so it's pretty easy to get on the air, as you just have to be awake and you know, pick up the phone. And that'll start a conversation, too. As soon as you call in, if you have the time to stay tuned and listen to what people say afterwards, because I know Dave normally just calls and he's not listening at the time that he calls, but if you're able to, you know, listen in and maybe pitch the issue based on what the host is talking about. So, for instance, I know you brought this up before, Mike, in a previous meeting, the law where in the federal government they want to control the elections. You know, they want to have federal election laws, basically, that control every aspect of the state of New Hampshire's elections, which arguably violate the New Hampshire Constitution, according to the Secretary of State. The guy on the morning show on WTPL, which is on like three different stations. It's in your area, Mike. It's WEMJ, and it's on the Seacoast, WTSN. They carry Free Talk Live on the few nights of the week where there's no baseball game, which is basically never. But we are technically on that station. But the morning show host, he was all upset about this. He's having guests on left and right talking about, he had the Secretary of State on talking about how bad this this federal law is. And the best solution he had was just, you got to vote these guys out of office. And it's like, this guy needs a new solution. He needs a new answer to these federal problems. And he's upset with inflation and everything like that. I was listening to it in my cell when I was in jail earlier this year. And I'm like, I wish I could call this guy. I couldn't call him.
Well, I called him for you. Oh, actually, good. before you requested it, I called in about 2 or 3 months ago with the independent solution, and he was more or less in favor of it.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad to hear that. And I know he had, I think I heard Lily on there as well. I think he had her on as a guest. So I would say he's definitely a friendly.
That's a big deal, because I assume you're talking about Jack Heath. I'm not saying,
yeah, Jack Heath.
I should say he was open-minded to it is probably the best way to put it. But yeah, he's a neocon. He's not a Liberty guy.
No.
And he used to be news director at Channel 9 over in Manchester, the authoritarian radio TV station. So he, you know, having him support, you know, listening to the idea was good.
Yeah, I didn't say he was libertarian, but you know, he's definitely correct on some issues, as many people are, and so anyway, it definitely helps. And having more than just Dave call in will make it sound like a movement instead of just, you know, crazy Dave calling in with his independence ideas. Go ahead, Elliot.
The Liberty Block is like 100% pro secession, but has Granite Rock published any articles relating to it? And can people, like Dave or someone, get an article into Granite Rock for their audience to start talking about secession?
Yes, Granite Rock published an article about our first conference call and our independence drive a couple weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, and I believe Mike said earlier at the last meeting that if he made something, you know, like a guest blog, they would most likely publish it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Tom, are you ready to weigh in?
Oh, you sound very far away. I think you might have the wrong microphone selected. If you want to click the little mic button down at the bottom and see which one it's utilizing.
Nope, you're very far away.
Can I talk louder?
It will almost help.
It'll work very poorly. If you want to try that, it's an option. But there should be a little microphone, little up arrow if you're on a computer, and it should show you different choices. If you have one that is referencing your camera's microphone, that would be probably the best one.
I think he's probably got the mic volume turned all the way down.
Oh, yeah.
That could be.
Interesting, yeah.
Another quick solution is to call on the phone, or not call, but to use the Jitsi app, which is actually really good. And then the phone audio, there's only one microphone, you know, it's going to be set correctly. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Does this work better?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that works great.
I was doing what you were suggesting. I turned the phone on and got back connected.
All right, perfect.
Okay. Let me turn this up a little. Okay, well, I'm here. Do you want me to get back to my thoughts?
Yeah, please.
Okay. First of all, I did my fiduciary thing and look, that I cannot find anything that I am doing wrong, illegal against the federal government by involving myself in a discussion of peaceful discussion of offering my residents and my citizens of this state a choice to make. So at saying that, I'm going to listen in so I can learn, so I can be, as you've seen, updated and fully informed with this group's viewpoints and reasons, because probably like some others on here, didn't speak to any reps. Oh yes, I'm sorry, I spoke to two reps. They're both veterans and they have taken an oath to the American government. So they do not like this idea. I didn't even go any further. My family, they're apolitical, so they do not see that this is a good idea. It's just going to cause more problems. So at the moment, I don't have anybody on my side other than I don't really have a side. I'm here to learn and listen, and I have no objections at all of going forth to present this. As I said, I'm here to be fully informed so I can go to my district and explain, because the other side, I won't have to help at all. The negatives will be out there. So I need to understand the reasons why and the ulterior motives of these, of this discussion. That's about it.
If I may, I'd like to suggest, in addition to some of the points Mike made earlier, that were motivating to him, the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence has a very good frequently asked questions on their website, which is nhindependence.org. And that's just kind of a good one to basically brush up on some of the basics on, you know, why this should be done. What does it mean? You know, what does it mean for freedom? What does it mean for the individual in New Hampshire to move forward with this? They've done a really good job writing that up. They keep it simple. So if you haven't taken a look at that, whether it's you, Tom, or anybody watching this video later on, please take the time to go to nhindependence.org and click on their frequently asked questions.
So let me add to this concern and put it away, I think, very easily. Our Constitution, Part First, reserves to the people rights they are not giving to the government. So we go to Article 7, state sovereignty. The people of the state have the sole and exclusive right of governing themselves as free, sovereign, and independent state, and do and forever hereafter shall exercise and enjoy every power, jurisdiction, and right pertaining thereto, which is not or may not hereafter be by them expressly delegated to the United States of America in Congress assembled. Now, the list I had given earlier of all of the things that the government, the federal government, the United States is doing, those powers were not expressly delegated to them. Therefore, they don't have them. The people who went to the Revolution War number two, oh, there was no war. Our second revolution was bloodless in 1787. When the Articles of Confederation were subverted, overturned, and that was a revolution. And there was no authority that the people of New Hampshire gave in 1784 for that to happen. So all of the powers that the federal government claims to have were not expressly delegated. There were some powers expressly delegated, but they are very, very few.
Well, and weren't those powers delegated to the United States of America Congress assembled or whatever it was called? And they're they don't exist anymore, do they?
Well, that would be an interesting question. We did have, it looks like, and I don't know the history of it, but 1792, there were a lot of amendments made to our Constitution. I would assume that was probably a constitutional convention that changed a bunch of things to allow for the new United States of America. Specifically, we took away our president and made him a governor.
Darn. Because the way you could interpret that is we're already seceded. We're just not asking, you know, we're already independent, rather. We're just not acting like it.
That is something to consider.
Yeah. So
I don't know. Does, Tom, does that make you feel comfortable at all?
Oh, I am very comfortable. I did the other route that the powers to be or the USSR, the USA, and they will control the narrative. So that's why I look under their jurisdiction, and there is no violence here. There's no overthrow. There is nothing I can perceive, I see that is being done against any federal. They don't call them statutes. Oh, geez. I forgot. It was in their laws. But yes, little minor things we can talk about on the changing the article, working under the Articles of Confederation. They did not follow the unanimous. Everybody had to approve any changes. And the people in the that made up the Constitution in it, they only called for, I think, what, 3/5, 9 states. So that was right there. I think New Hampshire was there with the legislative approval. So, but no, I am very comfortable with this. As I said, this is first thing. And if I'm asked questions, I'm going to be here from the start to understand how it progressed. So,
All right.
Oh, and to Ann's question, yes, I signed on for discussion. I'm okay with my video and words being shared. This is
great.
Not a problem. Am I going to sign on? I don't have it in front of me yet, so I can't say. When it's all done and completed, we'll see what happens.
Yep.
Any of your veteran buddies who said they swore an oath to the Constitution, it's a perpetual contract, tell them that contract has been voided by the U.S. government. The other party voided it by violating it, you know, so many times. So if it was a contract, it's now not only void according to all contract law in the world because they repeatedly violate.
I think Mike will can explain better. Some things like that you need to leave alone because, like talking to the Democrats, I'm not a veteran. I don't understand that mentality. So, veterans need to educate me. Let's say that. So I did not attempt anything. I just brought it up, and that was the reply from two state legislators. And remember, I was working with the Convention of States to make sure I can agree what's happening there. Not I'm working with them. I'm giving them my view of it. But we have state legislators, very prominent, well-respected people, male and female, who called to remove any resolutions asking for a convention of states. So they don't even want to use or enact Article 5. So there's some people who are very federalistic, to say, people, legislators.
All right, guys, we're coming up on almost an hour here, and I like to keep these things, to under an hour if we possibly can. Anybody who's been silent have something to say that they wanted to get out today?
I'll continue. Short is better for the
For the wording, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. I think a lot of us are in agreement on that. So I've updated the latest proposal. It's on the forum thread over at the Shire Society.
Any work to be done for a next meeting? More contacts for get some more reps involved?
I would appreciate if someone else can do additional contacting of average people. Like I said, especially if it's man on the street, but any way you can do it, because again, I'm going to be just doing the Facebook end of it.
I'll talk to some reps and see if I can get some more people on the call.
Yeah, I'd love to see Elliot hit out and, you know, hit Manchester and do some man on the street stuff. I wish I could go and help you with that, but I'm kind of tethered here to the house. But I bet you could get Pete to help you. I know that Pete is very interested in all of this, and he is great for talking to people. He's very persuasive, whether you put him behind a camera or in front. I bet you and he would make a great team.
Is that Pete Iyer?
Yeah, Pete Iyer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay,
What we're looking for is suggested wording or reactions to wording.
Yep.
So... I think I mentioned it earlier, but all my books, I have 3 books out now and I have 3 more coming out soon. They all are pro-secession books. Like, that's what they're about. So anyone who wants to help me promote them, promote secession. So anything I can do to help get them into more hands, like I'm giving away some for free. You know, I'm trying to give them to everyone, because if everyone in New Hampshire reads them, I think they're pretty persuasive for secession.
New Hampshire independence.
New Hampshire independence.
Independence. Yep. I know Carla was looking into the polling firm, and I'm looking forward to hearing what she has discovered about that.
I think she sent an email, but I have not read it yet.
She did. I think she was still kind of waiting to hear from the contact that she found out who she needs to talk to, but I don't know if she's actually had the necessary conversation to find out what does it cost. You know, how many questions can you ask? Because as I pointed out, you don't want to ask that many questions. Even if it's free for more than one question, you probably want to keep it to 1-2 questions at the most, just to keep it simple. You don't want your participants dropping off the line because the questions go too long, and that'll happen. So that'll be interesting as well. Aria, you and I were working on nhexit.us, which it's up right now. Forum.nhexit.us does forward to the New Hampshire Exit Forum over on the Shire Society, so it's a quick URL in case you need to share it with somebody. That's an easy way to do that. The website so far is very basic. It only has links to these videos and a quick little intro and a link to the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence for people that want to learn more about the issue. So I think we're going to keep the site focused on action and doing things, and then we'll pawn off on the Foundation for people that need to learn about the issue, because there's no point in, you know, covering the same ground a second time, because they've done such a good job. So that's where we're at. Russell, are you still on the line?
No, he disappeared.
Okay. Anybody else? Let's do this again next week, 5:30. Everybody good for that still? Keep that going?
Yeah. I'll be here. Works for me.
Cool. Thanks for coming. Appreciate all the efforts, guys.
All right. Have a good night.
Keep up the good work.
See you next week.
Yep. See ya.
Bye now.